This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Karen today. Just going to be asking Karen a few questions, hopefully get an insight into how she's got such great results and speak about any difficulties she might have had, as I'm sure there's literally thousands of people who will be listening to this and will find it very beneficial to listen to. So Karen, could you please introduce yourself and how long have you been at the DBCC?
I'm Karen, I've been at DBCC for 5 weeks.
Awesome. And what results have you achieved in those 5 weeks, Karen?
I've lost 5 pounds of fat.
Awesome, very well done. What were your struggles with weight loss before the DBCC, if any?
Oh, loads, because I didn't exercise, so I just used diet to try and maintain my weight.
Okay, and what kind of diets were you doing?
Well, I've done loads. I've done Weight Watchers, Atkins, and then trying to do low fat.
Okay, speak to me a little bit about how those diets made you feel and what kind of results you achieved on them.
Well, I was always hungry, and I did well, but as I've got older, it's become harder and harder and harder to keep my weight down as I've got older. Yep. And also, I got to a point where I realised that just diet doesn't work and that I didn't like the way my body looked, because as I've got older, I've realised I need to tone.
So you need to increase your muscle tone. Okay. Now how did you feel with those diets? You know, how did Atkins feel? Did it make you feel energetic or did it make
I'm just always hungry. Hungry and always really, really good all week. And then come Friday morning, I'd be like, yay, it's the weekend. And I would lose the plot, and I'd be back to square one again on Monday.
Okay, and did that go on for a little while? Was that kind of like a circle that you...
For years and years.
Okay, I can understand that. Had you ever lost weight using nutrition and exercise, or had it always been one or the other?
No, it was always... I've only ever lost weight through dieting.
Right, okay. And when was the last time you were exercising before the DBCC?
About 4 years ago, I ran... And then I got an injury and I just gave up and I never exercised again.
Okay. And is it just running, or had you ever done weights before?
Not really.
So this is the first...
I avoid them. I didn't like them. Okay. My arms are really weak and I just...
Were
I wasn't
really
interested yet. They were. They're really strong now. No, I wasn't interested. All I was interested in is around my middle area. That was the bit that bothered me the most.
Okay. And you didn't, I suppose at that point, you didn't realise that weights was going to be beneficial for that?
No, not at all.
Okay. How often would you go running?
When I was running, I'd go about 4 times a week, because I was training to do a 10k run. But at the moment I did that 10k run, I really didn't enjoy running for an hour. In fact, although I was doing that exercise, I didn't enjoy it. I would dread having to do it.
Yeah.
Didn't enjoy it.
Did it give you the results you were looking for, or not really?
Not really. Well, I couldn't see a difference.
Okay.
My husband said I looked different, but I couldn't see it.
Did your fitness improve? Did you become faster at running?
Oh yeah. That's how I became injured, because I became good at it. I didn't stretch before I ran, because I didn't hurt, and I didn't stretch afterwards, and that's how I tore my calf muscle.
Right, okay, and I understand why that set you back. Okay, so what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC 5 weeks ago?
Oh, it's very different. I used to have a gin and tonic every single night. That's the main thing, and also coffee-wise, I always had a skinny sugar-free vanilla latte every single morning, and I wouldn't have breakfast. I'd have that, and then I wouldn't eat till 12.
Right. So you'd have coffee, like, literally first thing as you woke up?
No, I eat that out until about 9 o'clock, and then I could go from then till 12, and then I would have... But it would be low-fat lunch. It would be, I don't know, a Ryvita's Philadelphia and a cup of soup, and then maybe an apple or something, or a yogurt, and then in the evening. I felt I was having a really healthy diet.
Yeah.
So the evening one was. It's similar to what I'm having now, but I would have pasta.
Right, okay.
Not
so
all
you're
the time.
A bit more carbs and a bit lower.
Oh, and I'd have my dark chocolate every single night as well.
Okay, so you've made some big changes there.
Alcohol's the biggest one, I think.
Okay, so how often would you have an alcoholic beverage now? Would it be...
Only on my reset meal.
Which would be once every 5 or 6 days, right? That's awesome, so that's a massive change.
Yeah.
And how else has the DBCC helped you?
It has made me, because before I was really, 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 really sort of... My main thing was my size.
Yeah.
Whereas now, it does make me think about the health part of it, which I never thought about before.
The
diet and the lifestyle.
Good from you. Okay. And in terms of exercise, were you a little bit nervous when you came in for your first session?
I thought I was going to be sick. I was terrified, because it was Anita who said to come.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't tell me what I was coming to. I had no idea.
That's nice.
And I kept saying to her, oh, no, I only talk about exercise and I don't actually do it.
Yeah.
And she said, no, come. So when I got here, and I just was terrified that I was going to make a fool of myself, actually. But I did it. I didn't feel lightheaded.
You did very well.
I mean, it nearly killed me and I couldn't walk for 3 days afterwards. And I felt every muscle in my body ached. But I did enjoy it.
Sense of reward afterwards as well.
Yeah, I did actually manage it.
Which is awesome. And now you actually go as far as exercising in your own time at home.
Yeah.
As well as at the centre. Which is awesome, so that's a massive change. Very well done. Do you have any specific tips with nutrition or exercise which you could share with anyone who's listening today and might be trying to lose body fat or get into better shape?
I think if anybody can do it, I can do it. I was so anti-exercising. I didn't like it. I thought people who talked about it were boring.
Mm-hmm.
Every time someone used to, I go, oh. And now I've become a complete, I don't know, I love it. I think I'm not self-motivated, or I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And coming here, I look forward to coming. There's never been a time in the time I started here where I think, oh, I really don't want to do this today. I come and I enjoy it, and everybody's really nice here. Everybody's really positive.
Good. I'm glad that you enjoy it that much. Mm-hmm. Have you got any final words before we end this interview?
Well, I hope... I don't know. I just hope I carry on enjoying it. I'm sure I will. Yeah.
I'm sure you will as well. Well, awesome, Karen. It's been absolutely amazing to have you in to speak today. Thank you very much. And if you've been listening to this interview, I hope you found it helpful. Again, Karen, thank you for your time. This is Nathan from the DVCC. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.